FM.
We all love a good chip, cause you're a connoisseur of a hot chip.
Oh, bag of hot chips, thank you.
Well, and Rebecca Morse, what about you?
Oh, I live by the beach, darling. It's my staple diet.
We love them. Well, Port Noarlunga Fish and Chips pride themselves on their quality chips, but they closed the door because they couldn't guarantee their customers quality chips, and they took it so seriously that when we rang them, we got this message.
Thanks for calling Port Noarlunga Fish and Chips. It's with great regret that we are closing early tonight and tomorrow being Sunday due to ongoing issues with our potatoes. We are not happy with the quality that's been given out, and rather than ruining our reputation, we want to keep our customers happy by giving them good food. We will be closed until Tuesday morning when our next delivery is received. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Oh, this is a business that cares about its product and cares about its customers. And let's have a chat with the man who owns the entire operation, Costa Papagiorgakis. Good morning.
Good morning, team. How are we today?
The great man, Costa. What happened, mate? Tell us.
The quality wasn't up to standard. So as you hear, 30 years in the business, we have a reputation. And I believe better to close the door than give out something that's an inferior product, basically.
What was the issue with the potatoes that you were getting, the ones you weren't happy with?
What happens with the potato, it remained raw on the inside and red on the outside and then won't go crispy, basically. And what causes that is basically harvesting a little bit early. Ooh, now, a lot of people got a theory out there that there's a potato shortage, but don't fear that there is a potato shortage. So what we use in the industry for fresh cut chips and frozen chips is a different market to what you buy for home from the fruit and veg shop or the supermarket.
You really know your spuds. Hey, do you peel the spuds before you make the chips? Because who's got that job? That's a lot of peeling.
Mm.
It's a very big special machine. It's my friend. Same with cutting the chips. Oh. I have a very special machine.
Costa, I love it when you talk dirty.
His name is Jimmy. Everyone thinks he's retired, but he's out the back cutting potatoes.
Jimmy? Is that your...
Jimmy's my father-in-law, the original owner.
Wow, you still got him out the back doing all the crap
every
jobs.
Day, he's still out the back. Right. Everyone thinks, oh, what's happened to Jimmy? Jimmy's still there. Don't you worry.
Free Jimmy!
we'll start a social media campaign, hashtag Free Jimmy. Hey, we've got a new theme song for your business too, by the way.
There's not potatoes, not potatoes.
Number one in the hottest 100. Are the chips back? Can you get them today at Port Noarlunga?
They're back. You can get them today. We're opening up just after 11.
Well, you need a taste tester, though, Costa. Like, what if they're not quality? Like, you probably just have to send a bunch to Franklin Street just so we can be sure that they're good to go.
You want them personally delivered to you.
Hey, I tell you what, we'll come out your way, Costa. I think we might need to rescue Jimmy from your back room there.
I think so.
Keep serving up those quality chips, Costa. You are a Port Noarlunga legend. That's Port Noarlunga Fish and Chips, and enjoy some quality spud. Back, Cozzy and Limo, SAFM.